Some rest homes in whānau are scratching their heads over the new traffic light system and what it means for visiting elderly residents in aged care. Some residents haven't had family visits face-to-face for close to 4 months due to COVID restrictions. But now the country has moved into the traffic light system. Homes are ready to open the doors back up. But the question is to who and under what guidelines? Well, joining me now is Simon Wallace from the New Zealand Aged Care Association. Kia ora, Simon.
Kia ora, Lisa.
So what's the issue here?
Lisa, in the space of 12 hours on Thursday night and Friday morning, we had three different versions of the so-called community response framework for aged care issued by the Ministry of Health. And that just simply doesn't align with the traffic light system. We should not be applying less restraints in aged care than we are in the community as a whole. And under the system, we have some DHBs that are operating at green when the whole of the country is at orange and red.
So what does that mean in practical terms then when it comes to going to a visit in an aged care centre? If they're operating at green, what checks and balances are there for visitors coming in?
Well, I think the point that we're making is that at green, there are a lot less restrictions, and we certainly want to be able to facilitate visits, and we can do that at all levels, but we don't want to be applying less restraints in what is a very vulnerable setting than the community as a whole is operating under. And so, you know, for example, in Taranaki, where we have active COVID cases in the community and low vaccination rates, we have that DHB applying what is a green framework or a mild framework to aged residential care, which we just don't think is appropriate given the risk profile of that DHB.
So you would like some advice that marries up with orange, red, green, specifically what you can do with every traffic light colour?
Yeah, we'd like the system for aged care to align with the traffic light system, and the whole country is at orange and red. And actually, at orange and red, we can still facilitate family visits into our rest homes. It's just that there are slightly more restrictions. So we just want this confusion ironed out because it's also confusion for our families as well as our operators. And look, we owe it to our families to get it sorted out.
Should every facility be using the same rules in your view, or should each one be able to pick and choose what they decide to do?
No, the association works with the ministry and the DHBs to apply general level guidance to all aged care facilities, and that's the guidance that goes out to them. There will be cases, for example, where COVID is in a rest home or there's an outbreak in a rest home where it simply won't be possible for them family visits to happen, and I'm sure that people will be understanding of that. But on the whole, at orange and red, we can facilitate visits.
Okay, so at red, Simon, who can go in and visit Nana in the rest home? Do you have to be vaccinated or can you visit unvaccinated at red?
No. We require at red and at orange, at all the levels actually, we require double vaccination of all visitors and a vaccine pass.
What if you are not eligible? Let's say you've got a grandchild that wants to go and visit Pop and they are 8 years old, so at the moment cannot be vaccinated. Are they allowed in at those red and orange levels?
Yeah, I was just going to get to that, Lisa. And for children under 12, until they're vaccinated, we've actually said to all our rest homes, facilitate those visits, make those visits happen outside if you can, and we think that's reasonable as we go into summer, because children can't be vaccinated. And look, in most cases that is happening and those visits are being facilitated.
So is there an issue here or discussion to be had about age and stage, right? And in terms of how important is the company versus the risk to a person at a certain point in their life?
Well, look, I think we've seen from all around the world how risky COVID is for our older people, and we've seen it in New Zealand. We've done a great job in New Zealand of managing that risk. It's because we've had really good infection prevention control in place. So our processes apply to the risk level to our residents, and it's a very difficult balance for us. We've got to balance the health and protection of our residents with the ability of family to see their loved ones. And for the most part, we're actually doing that really successfully.
So rapid antigen tests, what kind of role are they going to play at rest homes?
Oh, look, rapid antigen tests are really, really important. And that's another problem that we have under the system, because our rapid antigen tests are only available at orange and red. So we can't be making those available to rest homes at green. And they are a very good tool to facilitate visits very efficiently and very quickly, and it prevents the need for waiting for 3 days for a PCR test. So RATs are really important, just as boosters are really important. And we've got a lot of residents coming up now for 6 months, and we know that the immunity drops after 6 months, so we really need to get those boosters into our older residents as another part of that defence mechanism.
So the rapid antigen tests are being used to test who specifically, Simon?
Well, they're available as a surveillance testing for our staff and our residents, but we would like to be able to use them for visitors as well, because, as I say, it prevents the need for a person having to take a test 3 days before they plan a visit to a rest home. This is what's being done around the world, and we want to be able to do it here. But again, because of this misalignment, those rapid antigen tests are not going to be available, or are not available now in some DHB regions.
And so what's your expectation around ongoing conversations with health authorities and the government and coming to some kind of resolution?
Oh, we've been working through this since Friday. We've been working through it today. We just want to get it sorted and resolved so that the whole situation around visiting, particularly coming up to Christmas, is really, really clear for our families.
Thanks for joining us, Simon. That's Simon Wallace, who's from New Zealand Aged Care Association.